Let's get back to the topic at hand. We're talking about joint account nightmares. Let's talk about how this guy divorced his lady. She went to do this Chris Brown experience. She took out $20,000 out of their joint account. The sad part about this is this dude found out by people that were at the concert filming his wife on stage while he worked his night job. Obviously embarrassed. Obviously he felt, you know, a certain type of way of asking his wife, well, how did you get up on there? And she let him know. She pulls some money out of their joint account. He divorced her.
Quickly, too, the next day.
Next day, filed for divorce. And I get it, man. I understand.
I get it, too. Anti-shout out to him because you know your lady's going to that show and she's going to be having some thoughts going through her mind. And you got to capitalize on those thoughts and just let her know that you're her man.
Listen,
not Chris
the
Brown.
Only thought was his soon-to-be ex-wife.
Oh,
would do
well
that
done.
Day.
Well placed.
We told you to call up with your joint account nightmare at 602-805-0101. Let's chop it up with Patrice. Patrice in Phoenix, what's your joint account nightmare?
Yeah, I cleared our account out. I was done with him. He cheated on me, and I don't need another signature. I took all the money, and it was a little over 10 grand.
Oh,
and
no.
I think that compensation is not even enough for what right. he put me through.
Right.
So I moved out, and I bounced. I left.
Okay, relax. You are going
so I can tell she didn't think twice about doing this just by how fast she's telling this story.
Rigor.
Now, Patrice, when did this happen?
It happened about a year ago.
About a year ago. Well, you're still hot about it. Okay, so you found out he was cheating on you. Did you catch him in the act or someone let you know about it?
Well, my friend actually saw him. And after she saw him, she let me know.
Uh-huh.
And then I went through his phone. Because we don't have locked phones. Go figure, we actually trusted each other.
Yeah, we don't have phones.
So I went through his phone. And his dumb behind had the text message, and he met this girl from Instagram, blah blah blah. And I said, "No, I'm not going through with it. We've been together for 2 years. What are you doing?
Right.
Like, we're financially building together.
Right.
We have, like, you know what I mean, like assets together. So I took what I needed to, and then some. Still wasn't enough. And I left.
Oh my gosh.
So this is a PSA to ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, more gentlemen because we're idiots. If you're going to have a joint account with a person, don't cheat on them because they have every right to clear the account.
Right. And Patrice, did you make, I would say, more of the money than he did? Or, you know, what was the financial dynamic there?
No, you know, I'm going to be fair in that sense. He was pretty on par.
Okay.
You know, we really tried to give 20% of our paycheck, each paycheck we got,
okay,
to this joint account. And it was for vacations. It was for, you know, things for the cars or whatever. It was for, you know, adult things.
Uh-huh.
And then we were going to say, well, let's go further and build with it. And I built myself into a new apartment.
I built an extra floor. You stupid.
You are my favorite kind of petty. I love it.
Oh, no. So, okay. Now, is this something you thought about? Like, if this man ever cheats on me, I'm clearing our account. Or that the next day you woke up, I'm clearing our account and I'm moving forward.
No, I'm not really this type of person. But
right.
for me, that's like the ultimate betrayal.
Right.
Without
you know what
a
I
doubt.
Mean? It was,
yes.
It was just, so for me, it's like the next morning I woke up and I was just like, no, it's not right.
Right.
And then I hinted to him. Like, hey, you want to tell me something? Are you not happy? Oh, baby, I'm happy. I'm good. We good. We built it together. If you don't get out of here.
Oh, gosh. How long was he cheating for?
It seemed like about a few months. It seemed like 6 or 7 months he was cheating.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. I, like, feel so nervous and sweaty already when someone says, do you have something to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. And then he just cleared it.
That was his chance.
So you cleared the account. Obviously, he tried to reach out to you. Did you have the conversation after the fact or you were just cleared it and done?
He knew what he did.
Right.
I knew what he did. And the girl he was sleeping with knew what he did.
Right.
I don't even know why he wanted to follow up. I did not respond to anything and I still won't.
Right. You haven't talked to him since?
Nope.
No.
And we have mutual friends, and they tried to reach out on his behalf, and I was like, don't do that, because I cut you off, too.
I feel like you still have wrong. Your middle finger up right now.
He caused his own financial whatever nightmare here, because he shouldn't have cheated. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, you're a transplant. Where are you originally from? Where's hometown for you?
I'm from all over. I'm a little bit from everywhere. I was a military brat.
Oh, really?
So I'm a little bit from all over.
I could hear the East Coast. Oh. I could hear the East Coast on
you. He stole from our country? That is enough for me, Patrice.
Yeah, Patrice. Well, we appreciate you calling in and being honest with us. And again, heads up, fellas. Man, if you got a joint account, I suggest you not cheat on your person.
She said we were building and I built an extra floor.
She definitely walks around the summers of Phoenix and Timberlands.
Good for you, Patrice. Go on.
Thank you, Patrice.
Thanks.
All right, be well.